Hello, friends. Today we're sitting down to just have a little bit of a chat because I'm answering a question. I don't have like tips today, but we're going to have just like a conversation about the everyone tag. If you are new to social media or to Facebook groups, you may not know what on earth I'm talking about with the everyone tag. Don't worry, I will explain. But if you've been in any sort of Facebook group at any point in the last like 6 to 12 months, you probably know what this everyone tag is. And there's a lot of thoughts about, should we use it? Should we not use it? How often? How much is too much? All of these things. And so I thought, let's just sit down today. Let's have a little conversation about it. You can hear some of my thoughts and hopefully that will help you get an idea of how you want to interact with this tag or not. Because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to personal preference. But let's get into it. We'll talk a little bit about it. I'll share some thoughts, some of my observations and experiences, and we can all move on from this episode a little bit more informed about what this tag is and if or when we should use it. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. I know that you're tired of hearing crickets every time you post. You feel like it's not even worth the effort because it doesn't seem like anyone is reading your content. Maybe you've even taken breaks from creating content for your Facebook group because you're exhausted from the effort that you're putting in when it feels like people aren't interested in what you have to say. First, I want you to take a deep breath and trust that God has a purpose for every single piece of content that you post. And second, I want you to consider joining Facebook Group Foundations. My engagement strategy took me from feeling like I was talking to a wall to having loads of comments on my posts and a 400% engagement rate. It's possible for you to have a thriving community where people are interacting with you and each other, and I want to show you how. Head over to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations and join us now. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. I'll see you inside. All right, so first, let's just talk about what the everyone tag is, just in case you are not familiar with this and you're like, okay, what on earth are we talking about? What is an everyone tag? A little while ago, I don't remember how long ago now, but a little while ago, Facebook introduced this new idea where you could tag everyone within your Facebook group. Originally, you could only tag, you know, you could tag a lot of people, but there would be, you would have to go tag every person's individual name. And there used to be much more limitations on that than there are now. It used to be as well, back in the day, that I think you could only have, you know, 100 people tagged in a post at once, because I was in some big Facebook groups back then where the admins were having to do like a welcome post multiple times a day because they had so many people joining their groups that in order to do like a welcome post, they were having to do like multiple welcome posts per day so that everyone would get tagged. So they changed that around, I think, to reduce some of the caps on that. But then a little while ago, they introduced a tag where you could just type like @ and then write everyone, and every single person within your group would get a notification that they've been tagged in a post. So in theory, like the concept is kind of cool, right? It's that you can post a piece of content and everyone will get notified that you posted a piece of content. And I think that it's, you know, introduced to try and circumvent some of the fact that, you know, the algorithms don't show your content to everyone, that people's feeds are busy and that not everybody always sees things. And so if they have a notification, then they will, you know, definitely go, they'll definitely know that there's a piece of content for them to go look at. So in theory, like hypothetically, it's not a terrible thing. But is that the reality? Is that the actual experience? Well, let's just say, no, that's not exactly the experience, because everybody started using it all at once as soon as it came out. And it's settled down now, thank goodness. But when it first came out, every single person that, like, I was part of a Facebook with, like maybe, okay, not everyone, that's an exaggeration, let's be real. About half of the people in Facebook groups that I was part of were using this tag. So I was getting, you know, 10, 15 notifications every single day saying that someone had tagged me in a post. And it was quite a lot, and it was a little ridiculous, to be honest. So thankfully, it's settled down now, and it's not that bad. But there are still some admins that choose to use it a lot more than others. And there's some admins that choose to not use it at all. And then I kind of fall somewhere in the middle where I use it very sparingly. I only use it for important things, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I'll give you some insight into how I use it, what I use it for. So that's like a little bit of background in case you were not familiar with what this everyone tag is. And the way that it actually functions is that it doesn't, the way, like the notification that you get will be, you know, the admin. So let's just use me as an example. So, you know, if I tagged everyone, it would say Sarah has tagged you and others in a post. So that's kind of the way that the notification is structured. So I think when it first came out, people thought that it would just tag everyone like a normal tag, right? And it would say, you know, Sarah tagged you in a post. But they changed the wording very quickly, actually, to reflect the fact that everyone had been tagged. Because I think people were getting very annoyed about how many notifications they were getting from admins that were tagging them in all sorts of things. So you should know, if you're going to use it, that people will be notified now in a slightly different way, so that it says you and others have been tagged, to help people just differentiate whether it's a genuine, you know, authentic I tagged you in a post, or whether it's an everyone tag. Now, it's not to say that that can't be authentic, but it can be. You've got to be cautious, right? Because it can get borderline spammy. And that's one of the things that you're going to have to weigh up if you're deciding whether you want to use it or not, is what is that frequency? What is it going to look like to use it? Because it can get quite annoying, and some people really don't like it. So just know that it does work a little bit differently. Like, the notification does appear differently. So that's just something to consider if you weren't aware of that, if you're going to use it. Now, what do you think that we could use the tag for that would be beneficial? Because like I say, I think there are some reasons where it's actually very helpful to use it. So some of the things that I use it for is if I'm updating the rules. So recently I changed the rules in my Facebook group, and I tagged everyone in the post that was updating everyone on the rules, because it's important to me that people know what the rules are if they're going to interact in my group, in my community. I want everyone to be on the same page. And so I updated the rules and I created a post and tagged everyone to say, hey, like, this is the thing that's happening. These are some changes I want you to be aware of. So if you're doing anything like that, rule updates or announcements, it's a very good time to use that tag, because it means everyone will get the opportunity to look at it. It's still not to say everyone will read the post, really will not, but it gives more people an opportunity to actually see that piece of content. I occasionally use it if I'm launching something, and I say occasionally because I will maybe use it one time across the entire launch to just say, hey, I'm running a sale or this opportunity's coming up. I don't want you to miss out if you've been thinking about it, you know, something like that. I don't know, use whatever words you want to use, but I usually say something along those kinds of lines. I only use it maybe once across a launch because I know that not everybody in my group cares about my content in terms of the actual sales content. And I'm okay with that. Like, I know a lot of people come to my community just to network, to share their own things, to, you know, maybe they want to learn from me, but they're not really in a space where they want to purchase. Maybe they're just kind of checking me out to see if they like me, if they like the stuff that I'm talking about. So I know there's a lot of people that are not at a stage where they're ready to buy, and that's okay with me. So I don't want to use that kind of tag frequently in my sales content because I know that there's a lot of people that don't want to see it right now, and that's fine. So for me, I would rather that be organic, and that's okay. I would rather it be a slower pace where people interact with it more naturally. But some people want to use it for a lot of their sales content, and that's, if that's okay with them and that's okay with their audience, then that's fine, right? So one of the biggest things that I really want you to take away from this is that how frequently you want to use it is, first of all, it's your choice, right? Because you're the one that has to actually go in and use the tag. You can only use it once per day, thank goodness. Otherwise, I know that there would be people that were abusing that. So you can only use it once per day. But you don't have to use it once per day. You don't even have to use it once per week. It's the frequency that you want to use it. I know some admins that post a piece of content every single day and then will tag everyone in the comments to go read that piece of content every single day, which is a bit much, frankly, and I ignore it. So it's something that you want to check out with your audience as well, as how is question number two, right? So question number one is, how frequently are you comfortable using it? And then question number two, how frequently is your group comfortable being tagged that way? Because what I've noticed from my own experience is that most of the time, if I get tagged in that kind of post, depending on who it's coming from, I ignore it. I don't actually go through and look at it. And chances are you probably do the same thing with some admins. Maybe you even do that with me, right? No judgment, right? Because I do that with other people. But if people are tagging you in that way, what's your own behavior? Do you go read it? Do you ignore it? Take a notice of how you interact with that tag. And feel free to ask your group. Like, I did that when it first came out. And I was like, hey, there's this tag coming out that everyone seems to be obsessing over. How do you feel about it? Like, do you care if it's used? Are you going to like leave the group if I start using it? Like, what do you feel? So ask your group how they feel about it. If you're concerned, it's okay to ask them and see what kind of response you get, because I think it's really important. Like, if you're going to tag people in that way, that they're okay with it and that they're actually going to use it, because you don't want to get to a place where you're trying to give people some important information, maybe about a group change, or maybe you're launching a new product and you want people to know about it, but you're at a place where you've used it so often that they just ignore it and they don't actually bother looking at your content, in which case it's no better and possibly almost worse than if you just hadn't used the tag in the first place. So you want to be careful with how much you use it. So although you can use it once a day, my recommendation is always going to be to do it less frequently than that. You can choose how frequently, whether you want to do it multiple times a week or once a week or whatever. Like, it doesn't need to be on a set schedule unless you would like it to be on a set schedule, if that's what you want to do and if that's the way that you want to set your content up. But I would always recommend not doing it every single day, because you do not want your audience to burn out and to wear out from your tag, so that when you do use it, they're actually much more likely to go click on it, because they're like, oh, you know, Sarah doesn't use this tag all that often. I wonder what it is she's posting about. It must be something important. That's the mindset that they're going to have, versus, oh, Sarah again, tagging me in another post. Great. I don't want to go read this one, probably. Thanks. So I'll pass. I'll see you next time. You know, those are two very different responses that you can get from that same behavior. So you just want to make sure that you're okay with it, that your group is okay with it, and that you're not doing it too frequently to where they are just going to start ignoring everything that you post, in which case, what's the point? So that's how I really feel about the everyone tag. I think it's possibly a good thing, but I think it was for sure a lot overused in the beginning, and thankfully things are settling down. But, you know, there's always going to be new features like this that come out on platforms, and they're not always going to be good, but there's usually a way that we can make them good if we choose to and we understand how it works. And I think that the everyone tag has that kind of potential to be used for good things, like updating people on changes or announcements or upcoming events or things like that. But it does have the potential to be abused, even within the boundaries that Facebook has already placed on it. I think it's sometimes still a little bit too, I think it's abused a little bit still by some people. And I think that, again, just comes down to your audience's behavior, right? Like, if you had a group where they wanted you to tag them every single day so that they would remember to go look at your content, then, like, go ahead and use it every single day if they're okay with it. But I know I'm not okay. I wouldn't be okay with that. And my audience, I don't think, would be okay with that. But, you know, the beauty of business is that we all have different audiences and different people and different personalities. And there's going to be the perfect way, maybe not the perfect way, but there's going to be the best way that you and your audience can interact, and you can make use of this tag if it works for you and your audience. So, yeah, I'll leave you with that. It's comes down to personal preference, but you have the ability to check with yourself and check with your audience and use it or not use it in the way that makes sense for you. So I would love to know, I'd love to know what you think about this tag. Like, I'd love for you to come over to my Facebook group and make a post and tell me what you think, because I think there are a lot of thoughts and opinions, and I'd be very curious to hear your experiences, if there've been good experiences, bad experiences, either from the user end or like the poster end or the viewer end. Like, what has that experience like been for you? If you've got any thoughts or questions or anything around it, I think we'd be able to have a really good conversation. So come over to the Facebook group. You can go get that at Facebook group Strategy for Christian Entrepreneurs. And you can go find it at sarahbeisel.com/community. That'll take you over to the group. And yeah, come over there. Let's have a conversation about how you feel about the everyone tag, because I'd love to know. So I'll see you over there, and then we'll see you back here for the next episode. Bye. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.